Welcome back to Dice and Salt. I'm Lady Toast.
And I'm Lord Richter.
We're here this week with episode 159, A Walk on the Wild Side.
Wild side.
See, all I thought of was Where the Wild Things Are, the children's book.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
So I'm just imagining, like, Uhtred walking around in pajamas with a crown on his head.
Wow, now I can't unsee that. That makes it a bit of a nightmare and less imagining.
I guess.
Ugh. But, well, that leaves a taste in your mouth.
Does it taste like Cherry Coke? Because that's what I have.
It does not, in fact, taste like Cherry Coke, sadly.
Oh, well, that's sad. You should fix that.
I am disappointed. Very, very disappointed.
Yeah. So is Chris the silent intern.
I know. You could hear his screams.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually believe he's silent. I just believe he's at a frequency that the human ear can't pick up. Like, dogs are hearing this guy cuss all the time.
So, inspired incompetence. Now for your dog.
So, last week we had the level ups.
Just going to skate right on past that.
Oh, yeah. Roll right on past that. Right on past that.
All right, fine. Yes, last week we had level ups.
This week, it's character check-ins.
Yeah.
And we start with Joe. And Thalias is mostly confused. So is Joe.
Yeah, but that's par for the course, so.
Yeah, not surprising there. Not shocking there. The Uhtred check-in was interesting. That was a very interesting take. I got to see how things go forward before I say, okay, I see that. That's a legitimate deal. I'm not seeing it right now, but just saying.
Yeah. I don't really know how Valbar's...
Well, I don't know that Valbar had a lot because he just came in. So he was kind of just... He's ready to get back to it. I remember correctly, he's ready to get back to it and just get back to messing somebody up for messing with his queen.
Yeah. He just wants revenge and that's easy enough.
Yeah. He wants to go all, you know, Francais on these bastards.
Oh, what?
Francais. Musketeer. You know? For the queen. Because she's a girl, and we like to, you know, have this honor towards girls, treat them nicely. Yeah, go ahead and cut this, because apparently I'm not talking to anybody.
I don't know what you're talking about. You lost me very quickly.
Well, not our genus. God damn it. Erasne is queen of Geb.
Yes, I got that.
And so Valbar's out for revenge.
I got
and
that.
And so, you know, because he wants to protect his queen and avenge his queen. And what popped into my head was the Three Musketeers.
Oh.
Because one of the big motivations, one of the big subplots is that they're doing something to protect the
queen. Oh, okay. So. I don't think I've actually ever seen Three Musketeers.
Or read the book.
Well, I definitely haven't read the book. I didn't even know it was a book. I thought it was just an old movie.
Ah, okay. Cut this all out then, because this was just...
No, this is gold. This
How's
is
it,
gold.
How is it gold when you don't know what I'm referencing?
Because it makes me feel young.
Oh, God. Yes, folks. If you're lettered and have experienced Alexandre Dumas, then you're an old fuck. A really old fuck.
Oh, Richter. Oh. You make me laugh so much.
Shoot me now. Just shoot me now, goddammit.
No, we're not at that point. We don't need to take you out back.
I can't believe you call it gold. I have to explain it to you, and then you're like, oh, I've never read that classic. I didn't even know it was a classic. I just thought it was a movie.
I could call it silver and be more in line with gray hairs and old stuff.
Wow, that's just hurtful. Hurtful and mean.
It's either golden ears or silver hair.
Oh, shush. You just shush, you. Just shush. We're getting back to this. Our genus was talking about his stuff now.
Yes, he was. How is our genus doing?
As I recall, he was...
I don't think he knows how he's doing.
No, he said he was feeling pretty good. Like, maybe there's a shot at redemption.
Because he's killed all those people.
No, because he now was going to have a chance to take out... Jesus Christ, I can't remember her name now.
He's taking out Jesus? My God. The crossovers.
The crossovers, folks. cross over.
Inspired Incompetence is here to take out Christianity.
Well, not Christianity. You can still be Christian, but Christ got to die.
I think they would tell you he already did. I'm so tired. We're so sorry.
Spinning out of control. Out of control.
Please fix this. Please write this podcast.
I can't remember the daughter of Urgothoa that was working with Arginus.
She had a name? She wasn't just daughter of Urgothoa?
No, she had a name because she was in that flashback thing when they were planting the tree.
Right, I remember that. I just didn't remember she had a name.
I don't remember. We'll have to get it from somebody.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. Arginus felt he had a shot at redemption.
For making all those people eat.
And then we're back to picking up from the cliffhanger. So what do y'all know about Witchgates?
Witchgate.
And there's apparently, possibly, maybe a Witchgate at Hammerrock? Something under Hammerrock?
Just
like definitely some ancient dwarven ruins?
Yeah.
If only we had a dwarf. If only there was a dwarf with an O-ball. If only.
Yep. Sadly, they're a dying breed.
Yep. Yep, a permanently erased from existence breed. And then there was some little thing about what's going on, and Uhtred was involved. And what I have is, this story is not all about Uhtred, and the sarcasm is real. So loving that, and we again we meet it. We finally meet up with Dondon again. I don't mean finally. Last episode we knew Dondon was back, but now they're meeting up with him. He's going to greater teleport them in. And Joe goes, yeah, maybe he'll do it right, Arginus.
Just smack talk.
Oh, man. Smack talk to Arginus. And then, Tom comes back real quick with the, what? I did great. I only messed up this. I always went to kitchens. And, oh, man. And just a meltdown here. Just a meltdown.
It's funny, though.
It was. And then they land in the forest around Hammerrock. They're about 10 miles from the castle, and they know that
teleport
isn't
perfect.
Well, it went where it was supposed to go, and Dondon wasn't going any closer than 10 miles.
Right. But he wouldn't touch Hammerrock with a 10-mile pole.
That's right. That's right. His own 10-mile pole.
Like, as opposed to whose?
I don't know. Valbar's?
Okay. Oh, I didn't know Valbar had a 10-mile pole. Okay.
I don't either. I'm just saying.
I don't.
So, but they when they come in, they notice that the forest is shows signs of radiant fire, but it's a little different than Gallowspire.
Which is weird, because didn't the flashback last week just have like this as like a bleak and barren landscape? Or did I completely miss that?
I think you might be right, but I don't off the top of my head remember for sure.
Because I thought there was just a bunch of refugees trudging through a fairly bleak and barren landscape to this castle, and now all of a sudden there's a forest here, so how it's not like the others, I'm not exactly sure, because the only way it probably got here, was the same way the others did.
Radiant fire.
Right. So I'm not sure what would make this one different, which I guess is the point of them going to find out, but...
Well, I think... And I'm just tossing this out here. I think Gallowspire had that very undead, very negative, obviously negative energy, but I mean, it was a very negative type place. So I think the Radiant Fire took on that aspect. I think around Hammerrock, it was...
I guess there would have had to have been forests and stuff around here, because we're jumping ahead a little bit. The elves they meet at the end apparently lived there, so...
Yeah, the druids, yeah.
The druids, that's what they were.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was just thinking they were a bunch of elves.
Yeah. But I took the forest to be different, although it was still kind of trying to like block them and stop them, but not as, I guess, weirdly or darkly as Gallowspire, but still, kind of creepy. Like, don't go fall asleep under a tree, man. You may find yourself pulled under the roots or something. So but it was a little bit different feel.
Yeah.
And then they run into the Barrowmets.
It kind of runs into them.
That's true. they can hear something coming, and they get a chance to do some buffing.
Which is
so
fun.
There's Firebrand, and they're mind blanked, and let's turn them invisible. And then it's all, hey, wait a minute. Let's turn everyone invisible after we fire Brand, because you won't be able to find anybody if you turn them invisible first. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
So that sort of niche situation that I didn't expect to happen a ton is clearly right off the bat not going to be niche. It's going to be every god-awful fight. Way to go, guys. Score.
Hooray.
Hooray. They're mind-blanked, adventurers. Mind-blanked.
Yep.
You did the voice first.
I didn't intend to do the voice. I just was like, yay.
But it was the voice.
It wasn't the voice.
It was so the voice.
Roll back the tape. It wasn't the voice. Hooray.
Kelly Clarkson says, it's the voice. Oh, come on. That's contemporary. You have to know that one.
The voice is the one where they're like in the weird big chairs, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. That's the voice.
Okay. The not as exciting as American Idol one. Got it.
Yes, I guess.
I don't know. I don't watch either show.
It's the one that my wife watches, so, you know, okay. There you go.
I don't watch either. I made an assumption. I don't know.
You did good.
Okay, you good. Did good. Yay. Well, yay. I know pop culture.
Yeah, she does. She's my pop-up toast culture girl.
I'm a Pop-Tarts.
No, I said pop-up toast.
I know. My brain went Pop-Tarts. I don't know.
And this is what happens, folks.
This is what happens when toast is running on 4 hours of sleep.
That's right. So, yeah, they know the Baromitz is coming in. They go to town on it. They're nice and buffed.
I like how they are nice and buffed, but Valbar can't actually damage this thing after he shoots off the little fire spell that he gets from the firebrand.
Yeah.
He's like, God. Cool, that's all I can do. I literally can't hurt this thing. Can you not just close Audacity and restart it?
Okay. So let's see. Baromitz arrives to go to town on it. Oh, you'd love that Valbar.
Could do nothing to it. He could only do the one thing he could do because Arginus gave him the firebrand.
Right. Yeah, that was entertaining. I thought that was funny. And he's got the whip to trip and do all this neat stuff. And he's like, it can't hurt him.
Yeah. I think he actually tried once. And he's like, yeah, that goes to zero. That goes to zero. So, yeah, I'm kind of out here, guys.
I feel the pain. Yeah, but he's got buff stuff. He was able to buff stuff. So he could put tricks in people and do some stuff. So
Which
so
just he could... does not sound right. Let me put a trick in you.
Let me put a trick in you. Hey, baby, I'm going to put a trick in you.
God.
Yeah, it sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Arginus, I'm putting a trick in you.
I'm going to put a trick in you so when you get hit, you get freedom of movement.
Every time I smack you, you feel free. I'm sorry. You started me down there. My mind just so puts it together. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Going to hell, I am. Straight to it. Okay.
But yes, they do eventually take it down.
I like the crits. I like that.
Right. The slot machine kept hitting.
Yeah, no, I like it, actually. I mean, we had Uhtred going, I'm here to do a crit thing, and he wasn't very good at it when he started, and he's finally got stuff together, so now that he can deliver, and I'm looking forward to him just whacka, 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 and delivering a bunch of crits. I'm not bored with it yet, because I've been waiting for this to really fire up, so.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember last week he basically called himself a slot machine.
Yeah.
Because that was what he took that, kind of, I guess he took that reaction, you know, against spellcasters. Just basically as many times as he can hit, he wants to roll.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm enjoying seeing it. Pathfinder, well, and even 3.5 before, it took so long sometimes to get the feats together to get the payoff.
Yeah.
That, you know, once you're here, I mean, I want to see it happen a while now. I want to enjoy it. So.
Yeah.
And then they finish off the Baromitz.
Yep,
and we get some druids show up.
Yeah, and I don't remember if they were elves. These druids.
Yeah, I don't remember if they were elves, but they were definitely druids, and they weren't exactly happy.
Sorry about that.
Was that your house alarm?
Work alarm.
Oh, okay, no problem.
So they this thing is down, and a bunch of druids show up. I for some reason my brain is telling me they're elves, but like they could be anything. I don't know. They could be halflings for all I know. I'm not sure if it was described or not, or whether or not they were just described as druids. Weren't they writing things?
I think they were.
Yeah.
Let me go open. I was at the fight part. Let me go advance here and see if I can decipher it from the episode. Okay, so the way he describes it, there is a... He said they look like elves, except they're so alien. And what would you describe as an alien male elf, an alien female elf astride an alien horse, and then three alien hounds that show up. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so they were, you know, if this was D&D, I'd call them Githyanki, but it's obviously not. So I'm not sure what this is.
Yeah, the hounds are talking too. I was listening a little bit further ahead to get a little more, see if there's any more description to them. But they arrive on scene and then they're talking. And I think that's where the hounds end up being druids. I think beast shaped is what it sounds like. Let me keep going here. Okay, so the five of these things, the three hounds, the lady on the horse, and the guy, are all talking, and the gist of their deal is they're blaming each other for not being able to run down the Barometz before they come on it dead, killed by the party. But that's there's a few more minutes, so presumably we'll find out next week what that encounter turns into.
I guess we'll find out next week, because I'm not sure. I don't have any context for alien. I didn't really have anything else for this one either. It's kind of a shorter episode.
Now, again, we're building up.
It's the beginning of the book. Stuff, things but take a couple episodes to get rolling.
What is it? It's not light on content. It's not light on entertainment. It's just not dialed up to 11, maybe?
Right. I think they're good episodes, right? But there's not a lot to talk about. It's like, they did this. It's like, well, they...
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's not a lot of, like, speculation to really do at this point. Because the book just hasn't really started yet, so we'll get there.
Oh, we will.
Maybe next week. But yeah, it was still a good episode, and I enjoyed the alien elves at the end. So
yeah, when they come in,
how that plays out.
I don't believe they can see the party, because the party, like Joe didn't said, I want to drop the invisibility and regroup, but I don't want to do it if I hear something coming.
Well, I think Alex said that the beasts or whatever they're riding, or the wild-shaped druids, are looking right at them.
I don't think so. I don't see how. I mean, they'd have to have, like, life sight or...
Oh, maybe I misread.
And I don't know if there's much of a life sight. I know there's a life sense. I know there's a tremor sense. But in both cases, those give you what square something's in, not exactly where the creature is.
Right. I don't know. I could be misremembering, which is entirely possible. My notes are not that efficient.
Oh, your note-taking is fine.
But I guess if that's everything, I'll take us out.
It's everything by me. Take us out.
Okay. All right. Then I guess that's going to do it for us this week. You can find us and the players on the Inspired Incompetence Discord. Links can be found at inspiredincompetence.com. I'm Lady Toast.
And I'm Lord Richter.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry about that.
Was that your house alarm?
Work alarm.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there's stuff where I made sounds in there that you didn't hear me because you were on the phone, and that's totally okay. But you'll have to edit it out.